Okay, well, I've been looking at this subject for quite some time and heard a teaching by Dr. Steve Carter up at Align Ministries teaching on being light. And so we'll look at some verses and comments that Steve shared and some others as well. And we'll look at a bit of Old Testament history also. So we'll start in Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, right around the beginning of the Bible. And we have Cain and God here in Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Verse 9, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Well, God knew what Cain had done. Cain could have confessed, but instead, as the verse continues, and he, Cain, said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? Verse 10, and he, God, said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Verse 12, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me wants to kill me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. So even though Cain murdered his brother, God still showed him grace by putting this mark on him to somewhat protect him from somebody coming along and killing him. Okay? And then we go to verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. So the point is that Cain was cut off from God and his infinite resources, cut off from God's light. Now he's just out in the world on his own. Verse 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. So Cain, banished from God, built the first city. But he built it with limited resources, without God's resources, made with hands, as the Bible often says. Interesting, this name Enoch means city. Jung translates the Hebrew word for city as an enclosed place, fortified, or fenced. This points to Cain's lack of faith in the preserving mark that God had provided. So Enoch was the first city of refuge, a city with walls to protect those within from those without. Keep your fingers here. We're going to come back to Genesis. But let's read about a very different city in Revelation chapter 21. Just a few verses here to describe this. Revelation 21 and in verse 23. Give everybody's phones the chance to get there. And this is New Jerusalem in the third heaven and earth. And in verse 23, it reads, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Verse 24. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, contrary to the city of Enoch, who has closed gates. For there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and they shall and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So two completely different cities there, okay? Now back to Genesis chapter 4, and we'll pick it up in verse 18. Now we're going to get into some begatting and some begotting here, but we're going to go to a certain place. Verse 18, and unto Enoch, son of Cain, was born Irad. Irad bat Mahujael. Mahujael begat Methusael. Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Ada, the name of the other Zillah. And Ada bare Zabel, and he was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. Verse 21, and his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. So we're getting our musicians now. And then verse 22, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer, in brass and iron. And then from Young's Concordance, one word of translation, an iron implement like an axe head. So I guess they're going to start making weapons. There we go. So the point of all this is that the lineage of Cain began a civilization built by people who were away from God. Instead of having access to the infinite resources of God, they were left with finite resources without God and his light. But there's hope. Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. Adam and his wife had another son. They named him Seth, because they said, God has given us a son to take the place of Abel, who was killed by his brother Cain. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Okay, we'll continue in chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5 shows us the generations of Adam. Verse 1, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. So Adam's years began the day that God created him. We don't know how many of those years was in the garden, but as we read in verse 5, Adam lived a total of 930 years. Okay? Adam and Eve begat Seth, and the generations in chapter 5 continued to Noah. Cain is not included in this record of Adam's generations, as written in the Bible, of men who called on the name of the Lord. In the midst of these generations was another Enoch, second Enoch. And look at Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And then verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. This second Enoch was the great-grandfather of Noah, whom the Bible says also walked with God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll go to verse 5. I'm going to read a little more about Enoch here. Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was transferred that he should not see death, did not see anyone die, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And then look at verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, interesting, Enoch is the example of a person who pleased God. We see almost hardly anything about him in the Bible. But we do see that he walked with God, and Enoch was the example given here of one who pleased God. So Enoch must have been quite a man of God those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So speaking of 100 years ago, about 100 years ago, my dad was growing up on a farm in rural Washington State and hardly knew what was happening beyond that farm that he grew up on. A big event for him was the day, the very cold day, he was sent home from the schoolhouse because the inkwell froze, you know. They froze. Can't do any schoolwork. Send them home. Well, today, 100 years or so later, we see the whole world in real time via the internet. We can see it just by looking at our phones. We can broadcast to the world from our phones. I've heard our teachers call this internet world organized or systematized chaos. Hardly any event passes without it being made known instantly. But it's a shadow. It's a continuation of man's use of finite resources. So God made us this way to have dominion. Remember, he gave Adam dominion over all the animals in Genesis. He gave us, God made us this way to marshal resources. We go through our own lives marshaling resources to get through life, you know. Cain and his descendants marshaled finite resources to build that beginning civilization. However, we're on the internet too. We're live on the internet to the world right now. Okay? Our fellowship teachings can be found. Special thanks to Jack and Joe for steadfast on godsword.com. And they can be listened to anytime. So many fellowships, ministries that we know of, so many others, that we can't count them all. We don't know of them. Only God, I think, would know all the ministries and fellowships and churches that preach the gospel over the internet. Okay? I saw one Christian YouTube channel that had over 55,000 views. You know, you look at the top of each of a channel, you see how many people have looked there, you know. And so, we'll come to our, in a sort of a roundabout way, we'll come to our subject for today on being light. And we'll go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. Okay. Verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Then go to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. John, chapter 8, verse 12. Okay. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Then verse 31 in that same chapter. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. So if we continue in Jesus' word, we walk in the light of Jesus. Okay? Look at Romans chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 21. The subject is on being light, and we read, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Okay. Romans 13, verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day. Verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Romans 14, verse 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Okay, so we bless each other. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 4 in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Okay. Boy, Mark, you're going to have to replace some of those pages someday, huh? Been reading your Bible? Catch you doing that? Yeah, look at this. My goodness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Okay? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. And we'll go to verse 14. Ephesians 4. Verse 14. Okay. Okay. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now, today, anyone and anything can be made to appear deceitfully different than they actually are. This is the systematized error of the world. The influence is Satan. However, no lie of Satan's can overcome truth. Ephesians 4:15, the next verse. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So, no matter what's going on around us in this world, if it isn't one thing, it's another or another or another. It's been like that ever since Cain wandered out into that large, empty world of his that he went into. No matter what else is going on around us in this world, there is one Lord, Jesus Christ. We can encourage each other in truth. Truth is powerful when yielded from a heart of love. And still in chapter 4 of Ephesians, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye, therefore, partakers with them. Verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12, for it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. The Amplified opens this verse 12 up a little bit. For it's a shame even to speak of or mention the things that such people practice in secret. Okay. We're not going to talk about them. We're not going to read about them. We're going to skip those headlines that we see that try to get us to read something about that. Nope. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise. So we are to discern truth from error, discern good from evil, and we are not to be deceived. We shall not be deceived. I tried. 1 John chapter 1, please. Here we have the Apostle John speaking for the apostles who were eyewitnesses of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 1, okay. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, God is light and in him is no darkness. We say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And 1 John chapter 2, the next chapter, verse 10. Okay. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling of offense in him. Okay, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 14. We'll look at someone who was light and then wasn't. Okay. Isaiah 14 and verse 12. Isaiah 14, verse 12. Okay. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? And the Amplified translation of verse 12. How have you fallen from heaven, O Lightbringer and Daystar, son of the morning? How have you been cut down to the ground, you who weakened and laid low the nations? Verse 13, for thou hast said in thine heart, I, Lucifer, will ascend into heaven. I will exalt, raise high my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Verse 15, yet thou, Lucifer, shall be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Once again from the Amplified, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, or Hades, to the innermost recesses of the pit, which is the region of the dead. And so he shall. That's where he's going. Okay, Lucifer was a bringer of light, the day star, the son of the morning. But he was cut off from God, exalted himself over God, and was abased. Brought low. Abased. Let's look at that. Go to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23 and now verse 12. Matthew 23:12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. James chapter 4, verse 6. Turn over to James, just past Hebrews there. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Still in James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Okay. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So we're looking at humility and exaltation, and so we turn to E.W. Bullinger. He translates exaltation as to raise high, lift up, to elevate, to dignity. Bullinger also translates exalting oneself as to raise up against anything conceited, arrogant. So exaltation good, self-exaltation bad. Okay? Let's see, we were just there. There we go. 1 John chapter 4, please. Verse 6. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. Reads, we are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God doesn't hear us. Hereby, by this, know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And the ISV for 1 John 4, 6, we belong to God. The person who knows God listens to us. Whoever does not belong to God doesn't listen to us. This is us being John and the apostles. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. So it can be said, God exalts the humble because they're the only ones who will listen to him. Okay? Andrew said that not too long ago that I heard. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated, look, translated again. Enoch got translated. And hath translated or transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. And let's go to Romans chapter 5. Verse 17. Romans 5:17. Okay. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. The amplified version of Romans 5:17 opens this up a bit for us. For if because of one man's trespass, his lapse or offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So we have access to God's full resources, unlike those descendants of Cain, to reign in life through Christ Jesus. Okay? And then let's go back to, I'll just read these for you. Psalm 119, verse 105, reads, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then verse 133 in Psalm 119, order my steps in thy word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. So that's a beautiful prayer. And then we'll close in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, verse 13. Philippians 2:13. Okay. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. So that's what I wanted to share. I'll close in prayer. Dear God, we pray that you show us your path as we go through life. We pray for your light to shine on our path, to illuminate your truth and your word to us. We just thank you for your word and for so much wisdom that you give to us, God, so that we can live, that we can reign in this life through Christ Jesus. And we thank you for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There we are. Okay. Hey, thanks for being with us, everybody, online, and have a great week. We'll see you. And thanks for that thumbs up, Mike and Faith. Appreciate that. We'll see you next week.